Good morning, bonjour à tous. Allow me to open this meeting of the North Atlantic Council with the non-NATO contributors to ISAF in the presence of His Royal Highness Crown Prince Haakon of Norway. Your Royal Highness, it is a pleasure for me to welcome you on behalf of all allies and the non-NATO ISAF contributors, partner nations of NATO who are contributing in the ISAF operation in Afghanistan, to our meeting this morning, although, forgive me for saying, you've brought a touch of the Norwegian weather with you this morning. But you're excused, Your Royal Highness. I know you are no stranger to political and military matters. You have served your country in the Navy on torpedo boats, and you have studied political science at universities in the United States and the United Kingdom. I know that your studies in the UK focused on development issues, and I therefore hope that you'll find the discussion this morning during your first visit to the North Atlantic Council of personal interest. One of our visiting speakers today, Dr. Kim Howells of the United Kingdom, will brief us on United Kingdom efforts in the fields of counter-narcotics and sustainable alternative livelihoods for poppy farmers in Afghanistan. And I hope this discussion will demonstrate clearly that as our security environment changes, NATO must continue to be both a political as well as a military organization. For, as you'll have studied, democracy and other Western values will never take root in a nation like Afghanistan through military means alone. Let me also offer a warm welcome to Ambassador Dan Freed, the United States Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, and, as I said, I mentioned his name already, Dr. Kim Howells, Minister of State in the United Kingdom Foreign and Commonwealth Office. With those, or these rather, words of welcome to our guests this morning, and before we move to the formal agenda, allow me to offer the floor to you, Your Royal Highness, Crown Prince Haakon. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your kind words of welcome and for the Norwegian weather that we saw this morning at the airport. Although this is my first visit to NATO headquarters, the alliance has been part of my life as long as I can remember. My father and grandfather made me aware at an early age of NATO's essential role for Norway's security. When I was a young boy and there was a real threat of military confrontation in Europe, I saw how NATO played an instrumental part in keeping the peace. While I was serving in the Norwegian Navy, I gained first-hand experience of Allied solidarity and witnessed the practical value of NATO. In more recent years, I have followed closely how the alliance has enlarged and taken on new and different roles. For nearly 60 years, NATO has defended freedom and democracy. It has done so on the basis of common values enshrined in the North Atlantic Treaty. Defending these values during the Cold War essentially meant preparing for war in Europe. In recent years, these very same values have been pursued by reaching out across the dividing lines of the past and beyond to former adversaries and friends alike. The enlargements of the alliance are a testimony to the success of this strategy. The same is the case as regards the practical cooperation and dialogue with more than 30 partners and contact countries, including through the Euro-Atlantic Partnership Council, the Mediterranean Dialogue, and the Istanbul Cooperation Initiative. Allies and partners are increasingly working side by side in Kosovo, Afghanistan, and the Mediterranean, while at the same time deepening defense cooperation and engaging in political dialogue on security issues of common concern. Today, Russia is treated as an equal partner in the Russia-NATO Council, while Ukraine is intensifying its dialogue with NATO in the NATO-Ukraine Commission. And these are truly remarkable achievements. The alliance has also become much more involved in operations and missions outside its traditional area of responsibility, from patrolling the waters of the Mediterranean to assisting the relief operations in Pakistan, from supporting the United Nations in Kosovo and Afghanistan to assisting the African Union in Sudan. And these operations show the nature of the new North Atlantic Alliance. Today, concepts of security involves much more than military stability. Most conflicts cannot be resolved by military means alone, and peace cannot be sustained without political and economic progress. And this is why political dialogue and economic assistance are so important for peace to take hold. Of course, dialogue in itself does not eliminate conflict of interest, but it can help to foster understanding and encourage mutually acceptable solutions. Likewise, broad-based economic progress will underpin stabilization efforts because people see that peace is paying off. In meeting the new security challenges, NATO is also enhancing its cooperation with other international organizations, most notably the United Nations, the European Union, and the African Union. Closer cooperation between international and regional organizations helps to strengthen our combined efforts to peace, justice, and development. Mr. Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, the transatlantic ties are the bedrock of the alliance, reflecting solidarity and shared destiny. The new situation confirms the fact that NATO allies on both sides of the Atlantic need each other. Without the US, Europe would not be able to fully play its security policy role, and without Europe, the US would find itself on a lonely path. The challenges before us have changed, but they are still shared. For Norway, NATO remains the central forum for security cooperation and consultations between North America and Europe. My country depends on you honoring your commitments to Norway, confident that we will honor our commitments to you. Norway will do its best to stay at the forefront of efforts to achieve a more secure, a more just, and a more inclusive world. The North Atlantic Alliance has a pivotal role to play in this regard. I am confident that our shared values, solidarity, and determination will secure and promote freedom and democracy in the future as well. Thank you.
Your Royal Highness, thank you for these well-chosen words. And let me reiterate that your presence at this meeting of the Council with the non-NATO contributors to ISAF is symbolic of the strong and important support that your country, Norway, makes to the Alliance. And let me say again that we highly appreciate your taking the time to be with us this morning. May I now ask the representatives of the press to leave the room so that we can start the second part of our meeting.